Mark and Clint Cadell of Cadell Investments here answering your financial questions today. 801-839-4939. The number for you to call to ask your own questions. Again, it's 801-839-4939. In the meantime, this is a good spring song. It's officially the season starting as of yesterday. It was the first official day of spring.
And I love spring.
Oh, it's my favorite time of year.
Oh, so nice.
All the flowers are popping
crocuses,
up.
Crocuses, yeah.
Yes. Oh, I have little purple crocuses. They're so sweet.
So nice.
I know. I love it. And a lot of us are having a little bit extra springtime at home this year in particular with the whole idea of practicing our social distancing with the hopefully not ever spreading coronavirus, hopefully just currently spreading and soon to be contained coronavirus. So we have to assume that there's more than usual amount of spring cleaning also going on. And since you likely have more time than usual at home right now, perhaps you can also do a little financial spring cleaning. Might be a good idea. Fox Business offered this tip in that way.
Is your portfolio a little bit out of whack? Are you too heavily weighted in certain sectors, for example? You should be reallocating your portfolio a couple times a year, but I would actually take a more serious look now because we have been up against some serious volatility.
I like what she's saying here, and it is something to consider. One, we have some extra time on our hands because of the, you know, staying at home that a lot of us are doing more often now. Two, it is a good time to be looking for perhaps unknown opportunities that we didn't realize, which I know you can help us with. So what are your thoughts on these or other ideas that you have on the ways that we can clean up our investments this spring?
Yeah, I think she gave some great advice. Spring cleaning your financial house would be a good idea right now. I don't think too many people are overweighted in stocks right now anymore.
Okay, that's probably a fair thought process.
they're overweighting. It took care of itself somehow. I don't know. It just kind of dwindled down. But all kidding aside, it's important to get rid of bad investments. Mm-hmm. Take a look at your portfolio every once in a while and make sure that you have things that you actually want to own. Sometimes people will hang on to a stock or a company stock that they've owned because they work for a company. They have sentimental attachment. I can't tell you how many times that this has happened over my past 30 plus years in this business.
Yeah.
People say, I worked for this company forever. I'm never going to sell this stock. Then they watch it go down and down and down until it's almost to zero. And that's not the way to invest. You don't hang on to a stock just because you worked for a company. You don't hang on to a stock just because you like a particular industry. You hang on to a stock if it's performing well. Once it stops performing well, it's time to clean out. Get rid of the dogs. Keep the good stocks. Invest in good quality assets. You want to readjust your portfolio of stocks, bonds, annuities. You've got to protect yourself, especially as you get older and closer to that retirement age, because there's nothing worse than getting ready to retire like right now. Can you imagine if you wanted to retire a month ago?
No.
The markets were 30% higher and suddenly it's 30% lower, and it's tough to retire when you have a substantial loss. So then you might have to work another year or two. So it's important to rebalance your portfolio, and that's what we do for our clients. In fact, most of our clients follow our advice and they do that periodically, and we shift out of the high-risk things into more conservative accounts like the indexed annuities that we've talked about. So it's very important to protect those assets as you get close to that retirement age so you can really, really enjoy those years.
Putting good use to the time many of us have available right now. It's a great way to empower yourself when times are uncertain and keep yourself calm. Still, I have to imagine that when the market is fluctuating as greatly as it seems to be doing every single day, combined with other factors that we're facing, lots of us can actually end up making some mistakes in regards to our financial and retirement plans, perhaps in a reaction or an emotional state. It's kind of piggybacking off of some of the points you were just making before, Mark. An effort to help people avoid doing this, making mistakes. Can you talk about some of the more common missteps that you've seen people make over the years, other than obviously emotionally hanging on to a stock, and how you help guide your clients in times like this as far as avoiding mistakes?
Yeah, some of the common mistakes that we've seen is that people will not start early enough to save for retirement. They want to start in their 60s.
Wow.
Or their late 50s.
Yes.
That's and if you can only. Still try, but it's going to be a much greater challenge if you wait till you're 55. If you start in your 20s at 25 and save for 40 years, you only have to save about $3,000 a year to accumulate over $1 million. If you wait until you're in your 50s, you're going to have to save 10 times that amount, $34,000 a year to hit that same dollar figure. So it's important to start younger because that magic of compound interest, your money starts doubling much quicker towards the end of the time period. That's what you want to do. So I see a lot of people overpaying for financial advisors and fees.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big mistake. You don't want to overpay. You don't want to be paying exorbitant fees and getting low returns. If you're paying fees, you better be performing quite well, because otherwise, why not invest on your own?
But maybe they don't realize that they're overpaying. I mean, that happens.
Most people don't realize how much they're actually paying. And that's why when we sit down with someone, we do a portfolio review to see how much their fees and expenses are inside their accounts, and then show them how much risk is in their portfolio. A lot of people don't know their risk. They're taking on too much risks.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they take distributions too soon from their retirement accounts before they really should, and let their retirement accounts mature. If they let them grow a few more years, they can provide themselves with a lot more income over a 30 or 40 year time period.
Mm-hmm.
Another common mistake is people will spend too much in retirement.
Okay.
If you spend more than you earn, even during retirement, these are just basic financial concepts.
Yep.
You've got to spend less than you earn and save that additional money and let it grow and accumulate. If they're earning 5 or 6% and they're spending 10, their portfolio eventually will disappear. So it's important to spend less than you earn so your accounts can grow and you'll have increasing income during retirement. Some people rely too much on their employer to make decisions.
Uh-huh.
bad idea.
Right.
You don't want to just go into your human resource department and say, you pick whatever you want and I'm just going to sign it for my 401k.
Right. That's not a good way to go with the 401k. People don't realize that, right? People think, oh, this is fine. It's easy. I'll just check a few check marks and I'm good. That's not how it goes with the 401k.
Not at all.
Okay.
It's important to make wise choices. And those individuals, not to fault them, but they're not trained to give financial advice. So
Right. Please
give us a call. We can easily go over your 401k options, come back with recommendations. We don't charge anything to do that. Some advisors do. We don't charge anything. You send us a copy of your statement, we'll come back with recommendations and say, this is where you should be shifting your money presently and how you can protect it. And these are better assets. These are better accounts you can go into, better mutual funds. We'll send you a report on each of the funds that you have a choice to select. And that way you can make an informed decision. So we're big on educating our clients and educating people so they can make wise choices to improve their financial condition.
801-839-4939. That's Mark and Clint's number. If you want to get a little more insight on your own 401k plan process, or if you have another question you want to ask the guys, I wanted to add a question in the way of the relying too much on the employer. What about folks that rely too much on Social Security?
That's a big mistake too.
Yeah, that happens, right?
You can get bad advice from the Social Security office. Unfortunately, most of the time you're going to get accurate advice, but sometimes you'll get a rep that's just barely been trained and they don't know the correct answers. So you need to make certain that the answers you're getting are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Social Security office is surprising, but sometimes they make a mistake on your estimated.
They're humans. They're not computers. But I mean, like, but they are. They're humans, not computers.
Yeah. And sometimes people will make some mistakes as far as Social Security planning. So it's important to sit down with someone who's knowledgeable, who's been in the business a few years, and can help guide you through this process. It comes down to making wise financial choices and decisions and working with someone that you're comfortable working with. We've got a lot of people that come into our office for the very first time, and they're quite surprised when we tell them there's no cost or fee to sit here and talk with us. Sometimes they're looking at their clock thinking, oh,
sure.
No, how much does this cost me?
Yeah.
I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
No, we're not an attorney office.
Right.
We're just visiting. We'll come back with a game plan. Hopefully you like what we show you. If you don't, that's fine too. We don't have any sales quotas or something we have to meet every month so that we don't have to sell you something to stay in business. So you can take that information, go wherever you want. Most people do become our clients once they first meet with us because they see that we're a lot different from other companies.
Right. It's one of the advantages of working for yourself, right? You get to make your own rules. Mark and Clint Cadell of Cadell Investments.
That's right. That's right. We can set our own policies. It's
That's
nice.
801-839-4939. All right. So on the idea of our retirement accounts and everything we have to keep up in the way of our assets and investments, there was an interesting line in a Yahoo Finance article recently that read, a retirement portfolio isn't supposed to be a savings account to draw from. It's supposed to balance stability for spending with some growth. So I want to talk to you about balancing what seems to be conflicting goals, protecting your assets versus growing them, and what our options are even now with the market roller coaster we've been on.
I think it's important to do both.
Okay.
You need to have your assets protected first and foremost, because if you lose a large substantial amount in your retirement nest egg, and you're older, the odds are you will never make back that money. There's not enough time on your side to make back those huge losses later in life.
Okay.
So we think it's very important to protect those assets, but we also want them to grow. And sometimes, as you mentioned, that can be a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have some assets that are protected, and then a portion of your assets that are have the opportunity to grow in stocks, mutual funds. We really like low-cost exchange-traded funds. Very easy to get in and out of. They're very low cost. So we like a dual approach. We want something safe and secure in annuities, fixed income, bonds that are a safer approach, and then a portion of the assets into something that's going to grow more rapidly, such as stocks or exchange-traded funds or mutual funds. I think a dual approach is the best approach for a full-fledged retirement plan.
But a dual approach obviously involves a lot of items. You were just listing them all off. There is so much to keep up with, so much to keep in mind when it comes to planning for your future. And now on top of it, you got to worry about things like markets dipping down below 20,000, which has happened a couple of times this past week, as well as the coronavirus effects and everything else that's going on. But the good news is you don't have to do it by yourself. Mark and Clint are here to help you figure out your plan, navigate through all of the headlines that we're facing, because it's a lot, but you don't have to do it alone, like I was just saying. 801-839-4939 is how you can call the guys to ask your own questions and plan a time to meet with them. Respectfully, in the current climate that we're in, they realize that a lot of us are respecting the social distancing, so they are setting up ways to meet with you virtually through webcams and online. They can do video meetings or just meetings over the phone to help you get started through these plans and processes while we're separating ourselves a little bit in effort to try to get our health back up to where we want it to be around the United States. And they're going to do all of this in effort to help you through the crazy times that are and get us closer towards that happy place of your financial future that you want to be in. And also another great way to spend the time while you've got it at home is by kicking your feet up and relaxing with Mark's book, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. Right now, he's going to send you a copy for free. So it's 801-839-4939 to get your copy of Mark's book. He's going to get you a little literature, a little reading while you have the extra time, as well as your chance to meet the guys and set up a meeting to get started on your own plan, complimentary. Again, it's 801-839-4939. All right, we'll be back in just a minute with more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
You've spent decades working hard for your money, and now that you're finally approaching retirement age, it's time to put that money to work for you. See, building a nice nest egg was just the first part of the process. Now you have to figure out how to use that money to actually fund your retirement. And since your retirement could easily last 30 years or longer, that's no easy feat. That's where the team at Cadell Investments can help. Mark Cadell can show you some strategies for using your assets to generate income during your retirement. We're talking about a steady stream of income that lasts as long as you do. We're talking lifetime income. So don't put it off any longer. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939. Or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
Do you ever have second thoughts about how you've invested your retirement savings? We all do, and that's okay, because it's good to get a second opinion. And that's why the team at Cadell Investments provides a portfolio review service. Mark Cadell can help you determine whether your portfolio is diversified enough, whether it's too aggressive, or maybe even too conservative. In short, he'll take the time to show you where your investments are working and where they're not. And then if you like, he'll help you fine-tune your portfolio to make it even stronger. If you're trying to build the best retirement you possibly can for yourself and your family, and Mark and his team can help you do that. Wouldn't you feel better knowing whether your retirement is on the right track? Call 801-839-4939 today to schedule your complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939. Or visit them online at retirerichtoday.com.
Welcome back, and
Clint
thanks for spending.
Sure am.
I didn't mean to interrupt the the dancing session. Thanks for spending some of your weekend. Hopefully dance along with us here. Mark and Clint Cadell are here as well. 801-839-4939 is the number for you to call. Looking for answers on your own money questions? Mark and Clint are here to help you with that. 801-839-4939. Also online at retirerichtoday.com. And this idea of being able to retire rich, it's a term that Mark coined himself and a goal that he aspires to help everyone that he works with achieve. But the reality is that we all have different goals and different dreams. So what it means to do that, to retire rich, it's also different for each of us. With that said, Mark, will you explain why the show was called Retire Rich Today and what it means when you talk about wanting to help folks retire rich?
Yes, because we don't want anyone to retire poor and just get by during their retirement years. We want them to have more than enough assets that will generate income to last a lifetime. Those assets could be in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, whatever it is, and annuities, we like those too, that can generate income to last a lifetime. We also want people to be completely free of debt, have no mortgages, no debt whatsoever, because if you have no debt and sufficient assets that will generate income to last a lifetime, it makes for a more confident, carefree retirement. That's what we mean by retiring rich, having no debt and sufficient assets.
There are obviously lots of ways to achieve these goals for yourself. The choices and opportunities that we now have access to for our money, they do. They seem bottomless. They seem endless. Mark and Clint work hard each day to help you navigate through all of the options. One of them, as Mark was just saying, being annuities. Annuities, however, they're something which a lot of people seem to have a bad taste in their mouth about, perhaps because of past ideas, past generalizations about what annuities are. Are they good? Are they bad? Maybe a little bit of both. Susie Orman, author of The Ultimate Retirement Guide for 50 Plus, she told Yahoo Finance that there is a place for annuities, especially since the market is so unpredictable and we're not earning much of anything in interest rates. Here's what she said.
I don't have a problem with income annuities because people need an income that's guaranteed to them. And they're not finding it anywhere else.
So based on what she's saying and what you guys, your own perspective on annuities, what's the trade-off to using an annuity as part of our retirement strategy?
I personally really like annuities. I own annuities personally, and they are one of the safest and best ways to generate income that'll be guaranteed to last a lifetime. There's a lot of our clients that own these same type of accounts, and they love these accounts. Now, some annuities have deservedly received a bad reputation. In years gone by, there were some annuities that were not very reputable, and some today that are not that great of annuities. So it's important to be selective, just like it's important to select good quality mutual funds. Some mutual funds are great, some stocks are great, some not so much. The same holds true with annuities. So you've got to be careful and select annuities that are appropriate for your situation that will meet your financial goals and objectives.
Yeah, and what you asked, like, what are the downsides, possible downsides of an annuity?
Mm-hmm.
The money is tied up with those companies,
okay,
and they let you take generally 10% of that total amount per year out.
Okay.
So, for example, if you want to go with a shorter-term annuity, there are things that are 5 years or 6 years, and then there are the long-term annuities that are 10 years. And generally, the longer term that you leave the money with the company, the 10 years one, they'll offer you better returns,
okay. Generally.
So that's kind of the trade-off is, you give the company that money and it'll continue to grow, but you don't have access to all of it until that 5 year or 10 year mark. And then it becomes a liquid account, just like stocks once again. So that way it's all yours. And hopefully you've earned that interest. But on the plus side, during that 10 years, the value of that account never goes down.
Got it.
So there are some drawbacks to annuities. They're not as liquid as other types of investment,
okay,
like a stock or a mutual fund. And that's one of the drawbacks. They're not as liquid. So that's important not to put too much of your money in an illiquid account. You want to make sure that you have enough liquid cash into some other type of account.
Mm-hmm. But you can set up those annuities, like what Mrs. Orman said, to pay out that guaranteed income. And that is an added level of security that you can't get out of many other financial vehicles.
Sounds to me like the point that we always get back to is the idea of knowing what's available and then choosing and allocating in a way that's appropriate for you and your own personal goals with all the options available, right?
Yeah, it's important to use the right tool for the job. You wouldn't want to use an annuity that's generating income guaranteed to last a lifetime. You don't want to use that for your liquid savings account.
Right.
You want to use a bank account for that type of a vehicle. And when you're younger and saving for retirement in your 20s and 30s, you want to be investing into stocks, into mutual funds, because it's going to grow a lot more than an annuity will grow. But as you age and get closer to that retirement age, an annuity can provide great safety and protection and guaranteed income. You can't go to the bank and say, I want to get guaranteed income, or a mutual fund company, say, I want you to pay me guaranteed income $2,000 or $3,000 a month for the rest of my life, my lifetime and my wife's lifetime. They don't offer that. That's right. Not what they're designed to do.
So understanding our options, that's the key here. Knowledge is power. And yet, 70% of pre-retirees surveyed by Charles Schwab say that they know little or nothing, and that's a quote, about how their withdrawals are going to be taxed in retirement. So let's talk about this area that trips a lot of people up, the idea of taxing. What do we need to know about that?
It's always a surprise when you retire and have to pay taxes yourself, because historically, the government was just taking it from your pocket before you got the money. Now you're having to pay taxes on things. For example, out of your 401k or IRA that you're taking withdrawals from, that's pre-tax money, so as you take it out, the government will tax you on that. So that's something that's a surprise to some people, and it's something that you can do while you're working. Instead of investing in that 401k or IRA, you can convert it into a Roth account, and that will be tax-free money that you can take out when you retire. So there are just a number of roads that you can take if you want to pay taxes later or pay taxes now.
And a lot of retirees are really surprised to learn that their Social Security income might become taxable.
Right.
And I think it's completely unfair to pay that you have to pay any tax on Social Security income. But we need to write our congressman or senator or someone to get this law changed.
It is an election year.
I know. I wish they would do away with this taxing of Social Security. It's ridiculous to me. But some people do have to pay that, and there are ways to reduce that and or eliminate it. But it takes a little bit of finagling your financial, adjusting your finances a little bit to reduce that tax and or eliminate it. You have to shift some of your assets from taxable accounts to tax-deferred accounts, and sometimes that'll help reduce or eliminate your Social Security tax.
Well, when it comes to our finances, the old saying, you don't know what you don't know. For a lot of people, it's not just about the area of taxes. The National Financial Educators Council said that the average American loses about $1,200 every year because of things that they don't know. So you guys offer several different kinds of services for the folks that come into your office and for the people that you've been working with for the years, for, you know, over the lifetime of your business. Are there things that you could do for our listeners or show them that might help them better protect their own money, things that they don't know about?
Oh, absolutely. We always try to educate people that we meet with on different things that can go on in their life that can add up as far as their finances go. So we go over, when we meet with people, like a quick snapshot over what you're paying for your car insurance, what you're paying for your home insurance, what you're paying on your mortgage. There are all these different things that don't sound super glamorous, and nobody ever wants to sit down and talk about things like that.
Right.
But if we talk about it early, you can end up saving so much money over the long term of paying that 30-year mortgage or 15-year mortgage. And they're just for your car insurance and your home insurance. There are so many different opportunities for you to save money on things that you think are fixed.
One of the biggest savings areas that we find for pre-retirees, those that are getting close to retirement, mm-hmm. when they want to retire early, the big obstacle is their health care costs, because health insurance is extremely expensive.
Yes.
We've had people come into our office where we have literally saved them over $1,000 a month on their health insurance premiums and costs. So by shifting into other types of accounts, they've been able to save a lot of money. And that extra $12,000 a year goes a long way for other investments and or healthcare costs down the road.
Yeah, and because we're independent, we can offer and explore different options with you that aren't tied to any one specific financial firm.
Okay.
And that's a huge advantage for us. And things like that we go over in our workshops and seminars. So there are so many different things that we go over that can just be so helpful, that aren't super glamorous, but will net you so much more money over the long term.
I don't know about you. I think saving money is very glamorous. Excuse me, sir.
There's even a local bank people aren't aware of that pays over 2% right now. which is the highest rate we have in the state. So we tell people about these banks and different institutions that'll pay them a lot more interest.
801-839-4939. If you have questions, if you want to know about that bank that Mark was just referencing there, there's obviously lots of ideas that the Cadells can share with you. If you want to call them up and sit down with them one-on-one, share your own personal ideas and have a personal conversation, they're happy to do those things with you as well. All complimentary. In fact, Mark is even going to give you a head start with all of this. He wrote the book, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement, and wants to give you your copy for free right now. The first 10 callers, 801-839-4939, to get your copy of Mark's book, to set up your time to meet with the guys, or there's lots of learning opportunities for you. I know that a lot of folks are looking for them, so hopefully you'll take advantage of some of the time that the Cadells are ready to share with you. But in the meantime, that's it for our time on the radio this week anyway. The end of our show, guys. But thank you for all the information.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Heather.
Hey, we're going to see you back here next Saturday at 6 o'clock for more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
Now that you're finally starting to think more seriously about retirement, it's also time to think more seriously about getting your financial house in order. Many people believe the key to a happy retirement is to get out of debt before you retire, and then to live within your means after you retire. The folks at Cadell Investments can help you do both. Whether you're trying to pay off your mortgage or maybe dealing with some other debt, their certified financial planners can help you set up a game plan for retiring debt-free. Then they'll help design a plan to generate lifetime income for the duration of your retirement. Mark has been helping people work toward their financial goals for over 30 years, and he can help you do the same. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939, or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
How much monthly income will you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement? If you're not sure, maybe it's time to find out. Join host Mark Cadell for Retire Rich Today, Saturday evenings at 6, right here on KSL News Radio.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Mark Cadell is an investment advisor representative of Cadell Investments LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Mark Cadell is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Utah, number 44601.